At Washington, New Hampshire, on the homeward journey. The account of the visit to Washington, New Hampshire, is based on Ellen White's report in The W.C. White Account in the Review and Herald, February 11, 1937, and the Vesta J. Farnsworth account in her letter to Guy C. Jorgensen in DF 475. The latter was a presentation based on information given her by Eugene Farnsworth, her husband. Through the review of December 3, appointments were announced for the Whites and Andrews along their homeward journey. They would be at Topsom, Maine, December 14 and 15, at Washington, New Hampshire, December 21 and 22, and West Enosburg, Vermont, on December 28 and 29. Washington, New Hampshire, could be reached only by sleigh or carriage. To the review announcement, Andrews appended an interesting note that pictures the circumstances to those not familiar with the region. "We expect that these will be large gatherings of the friends of the cause, especially of the old friends of Brother and Sister White, and it will be necessary for those who attend to come prepared to take care of themselves as far as possible. Especially will this be necessary at the Washington meeting, where those who can entertain are few. Brethren, come with your provisions, your blankets, quilts, comfortables, buffalo robes, and your straw ticks to be filled at the place of meeting. Barn room can be provided for lodgings for healthy men. Rooms in dwelling houses can be procured of those who are not Sabbath keepers for healthy women. Invalids who cannot enjoy such accommodations, and also small children, should remain at home and not burden these meetings, especially the one at Washington." The traveling workers who signed the appointment reached Washington, and the C.K. Farnsworth home at the edge of the Milan Pond, on Friday afternoon, close to the beginning of the Sabbath. Sabbath and Sunday meetings were held in the Christian Meeting House, soon to become Seventh-day Adventist property, tendered to the Sabbath-keeping Adventist for the occasion. One member of the Washington Church, W. H. Ball, was not in harmony with his brethren. He openly opposed Ellen White, the testimonies, and other points of faith. This had a blighting influence on the whole church, and had discouraged the young people from seeking fellowship in the church. In fact, the Sabbath school had been discontinued. Andrews and James and Ellen White labored with Ball. She appealed to him, faithfully yet tenderly. Andrews showed Ball his great wrong, with weeping. Then a break came. As he saw he had been fighting against God, Ball began to confess, a work that continued until he was a fully changed man.